So tonight on LFM we are consuming soup and bread and beer, cigarettes. We're compass mentis, as it were.
Well, vaguely anyway.
Yeah, you're listening to two bearded gentlemen. So shout out to the other bearded people.
All beardies in the house, as it were.
Yeah. All the beardies in the house. Come down. If you've got a beard, come down and chat on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So what are we going to do now?
Well, we decided we'd talk to you people. You people listening. We don't know how many of you there are. There might not be many, but...
This thing's meant to tell us, but doesn't seem to work for
me. Yeah. Well, that's a problem, but never mind.
I wonder where it's actually recording all this to.
What's really happening? Yeah. Anyway,
no, I think you should be playing some music, Al. I mean, it's all well and good to have two beardies talking bollocks across the airwaves, but let's face it, the people who have tuned in really...
We could start touching people live on air and give some kind of special performance. They wouldn't even know whether we were or weren't. Right now I'm stroking my beard.
That's lies, people. They haven't got one.
Yeah. We're being shouted at to play music. Heckled. Fuck off!
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Is there any music on that thing over there?
I could try and play some noise. I don't know if it will really work, but...
Are you plugged into this mixer?
I am plugged in. You know, I've got things under control. We'll start off with a little bit of Bill Bryson. You know, a short history about everything for all you uneducated people that don't know about the history of everything. We've got someone to tell you all about it.
And he's pretty damn knowledgeable.
No matter how hard you try... You'll never be able to...
Right, now all we need to do is make sure that it's playing.
It's a proton.
But we're not actually sure if it really is or not.
A proton is an infinitesimal part of an atom, which is itself, of course, an insubstantial thing. Protons are so small
that
a little dip of ink, like a
dot
on an eye, can have something in the region of 500 billion of them. So protons are exceedingly microscopic, to say the very least. Now imagine if you can, and of course you can't, shrinking one of those protons down to a billionth of its normal size into a space so small that it would make a proton look enormous. Now pack into that tiny, tiny space about an ounce of matter. Excellent. You're ready to start a universe. I'm assuming, of course, that you wish to build an inflationary universe. If you'd prefer instead to build a more old-fashioned, standard Big Bang universe, you'll need additional materials. In fact, you will need to gather up everything there is, every last mote and particle of matter between here and the edge of creation, and squeeze it into a spot so infinitesimally compact that it has no dimensions at all. It is known as a singularity. In either case, get ready for a really big bang. Naturally, you will wish to
retire
to a safe place to observe
the centrifugal force of the Earth's spin.
Unfortunately, there is nowhere to retire to, because outside the singularity, there is nowhere.
Which would make the planet slightly
odd. When the universe begins to expand,
that meant that the length of
the
planet
wouldn't
feel
as
large
in Italy as it was in Scotland.
The only space that exists,
specifically,
is the space
the length
creates
was shortened
as
you moved away from the pole.
And so, from nothing,
this was not good news for those people whose measurements of the Earth were based on the assumption that the Earth was
a moment of glory much too swift and expansive
for any form of words.
For half a century, people have been trying to work out the size of the Earth,
mostly by making very exacting measurements.
In 3 minutes, 98%
of all the matter
the father and son team
of
Giovanni and Jacques
has been reduced,
after trundling and triangulating their way across France, came up with results that suggested
wondrous and gratifying
possibility,
and beautiful too.
That Newton
was all
doubting
about the time
it takes to make a sandwich. It was
this
that prompted
the Academy of Sciences
to dispatch
Bouguer
and
Lacondemy.
The consensus seems
to
be heading for a
figure of about 13.7 billion years. But these things are
notoriously
difficult to measure.
They chose the Andes
because they needed to measure
what he's saying. We still can't hear it.
All that can really be said is that it's indeterminate because the reason the mountains give them good
science
is unknown.
There
came
a
moment in mountain science where
we were so constantly lost in cloud that the team often had to wait weeks for an hour's clear surveying.
But Bouguer and
there is, of course, a great deal we don't know,
tenacious,
and much of what
stuff
we think we
tasked
for 9.5
long
or thought we've
known
years.
For long.
Shortly
even
before
the notion of
the Big
Bang is quite
they
amazing.
Received word that a second French...
The idea had been kicking around since the 1920s, when George Lemaitre,
notable
a Belgian priest-scholar, first
tentatively
bogs to
dangerous ice.
But it didn't really become an
had found that a degree was
in
fact
until
the
mid-1960s,
as
Newton
when two young radio astronomers made
the Earth was 43 kilometers
stouter
and measured equatorially.
Their names
were
Arno
Penzias
and Robert Wilson. In 1865, they were trying to make use of a large communications antenna.
They didn't wish to find
Bell Laboratories,
only to learn now that they weren't jurors to find.
But they were troubled by a steady, steamy hiss that made any experimental
something else
conjectured by Newton in
the noise came from every point
was that
in the sky.
A plumb bomb hung near a mountain.
Okay, now we can hear ourselves.
For a year, the young astronomers did everything they could think of to track down
and eliminate,
as well as by the Earth's.
Unknown to them,
measured the
just 30 miles away.
Yeah. Job fact. Job fact one. CVs. Always remember to lie and make no effort to get any part of your personal life involved in CV. DSS FM. Live to your local DSS office. Hi. You must all be queuing up right now. Well, let me tell you, there's some great jobs going on. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Just roll up, get your job forms. You, sir, yes.
Is that a job you're telling me about?
Yeah, that's right. The boy, you go to minus titties, and you'll find one, man. There's a big job, man. There's a big ring. It's taken over the mountains.
Okay.
Just sign here. What's your name? What's that, sir? Just give me your national insurance number. I'll ring it in. Just give me it. Give me what's that national? Let's have a look at that down there. Okay, I'll just tap that in. Ah! Yeah, it says your name's Bolo Baggins. Good luck. There he goes. Another satisfied customer. You don't need to stand there queuing. You just get on up. Get on up to those machines in the middle of the room there. And, yeah. Can I hear say, whoa, Jobs, yeah.
Whoa, Jobs, yeah. Get up.
That's right. That's right. Like my good friend. So, your name's, Benefact. Benefact Benefit. I'm just wondering, how did you get to be a DSS DJ?
Well, it didn't take long. Once I got into the dole office and saw how many people were just stood there looking bored, I knew there was a job opportunity.
Right, I see. Okay, so what did you do? Just, ask them over the counter?
Yeah, that's right. I went over the counter. I didn't even get a VIP ticket, man. I went straight to the counter and said, pull the girl close to me. And I said, young lady, I got a service for you. She smiled and I thought, But the thing is, I can play records to these people while they're queuing to get their jobs. So, that's how it transpired. You know,
Right. Okay, take care. We've got about 18 minutes of adverts ahead.
I'm sure we can clean them out with our internal vibrators. We'll be right back.
regulars now and again. Get in, Dennis.